proclamation number 6592 dated the July 11th, 1956. Explanation of this remarkable gift of grace. My direct communication with human beings is an undeserved grace because a person only rarely achieves a degree of maturity on earth which brings him close enough to lead to a direct illumination of love from me. However, in the final days before the end I speak to all human beings in a way that they can hear me, even though it may not be direct. To this end I need a human form which allows my direct work on itself, which is willing to submit itself to me, and I use this willingness in a remarkable way because people are in urgent need of help. Although I can only choose a form as my instrument if it has already achieved a certain maturity of soul, but this maturity would not suffice for the kind of illumination which is the share of a true child of God, of a human being who will leave this earth completely spiritualized to be received by me as my child, who will now receive all the privileges of a child and thus can also closely relate to me as a child to its father. You have to understand that such a degree of maturity is the primary prerequisite for the emanation of my love strength to touch another being directly in order to then be transmitted by numerous recipients of light to wherever there is a desire for it. Hence I call it an undeserved grace when I use a less mature human form to send this emanation of my love strength directly to people. In view of the approaching end, the flow of mercy has to be increased in order to help people. What otherwise would be impossible can still be achieved with an extraordinary input of strength. For this reason I'm prepared to accept a person's mere sincere will to be of service to me, providing he has met the requirement which allows my spirit to work within him. Because this is my promise, I will send you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who will teach you everything and remind you of everything which I tell you. Single quote: thus my spirit works in every human being who, as a result of his love, has shaped himself into a receptacle of my spirit. It leads him to the right knowledge, it enlightens his thoughts, it provides him with insights, and thus the human being will live in truth. The light will be within him and he will also be able to impart his knowledge to other people. He will be filled by my spirit and be entitled to speak of my presence within himself. And this working of my spirit in a person requires a certain degree of love which every person of goodwill can achieve on earth. However, this degree of love can be continually increased and lead to a unity with me which will become close enough for me to seize my child with all the fervor of my love, so that, with indescribable happiness, it will be able to hear my voice and be filled with such strength of love that it will long to pass it on. However, this degree of love is rarely found on earth. But my direct communication has a tremendous effect, an effect which no human being on earth could endure. For this reason I can only use a very small amount of strength when I take care of people, when I want to help them, but it still has an incredible effect on people whilst their degree of maturity is still low. In fact, when I use a human being to speak to them I also speak to them directly. But the strength which compels people to believe in me is reduced, inasmuch as my communication will always be the language of the person I use, whether I speak to them directly through this person or whether they hear the words which this person has received directly from me, the people will always feel that the spiritual values were passed on to them. They will always first hear the words of the human being acting as mediator, and, depending on their degree of love, will become aware of myself and my love, so that, in fact, something extraordinarily important will be given to human beings which can be of real help, but which will never affect them in its fullness of strength, because they would not be able to bear it. And likewise the mediator, the form I used to express myself, will be affected by this, in accordance with his degree of love, because he too will only be able to hear the sound of my voice after he has achieved a higher degree of maturity, so that he will receive clear evidence of my presence. But for the most part he will merely hear my message, the working of my spirit in him, in his thoughts. Although in that case he indeed serves me as a mediator, I can reveal myself through him to all human beings, but the flow of my love's strength will affect him just as little as the people to whom I speak through him, because he too has to walk the earthly path with complete freedom of will, which would be prevented by any extraordinary communication on my part. Nevertheless, amongst the people who offer themselves to serve as my instrument, I can only choose those who can meet the specific conditions. Because I offer people a tremendous gift of grace even before the end, and it takes strong faith and willpower to place oneself at my disposal as a mediator for this gift of grace, which will have only become that strong by virtue of a life of love. 11th of the 7th, 1956. Love and faith are indispensable for a mission, which constitutes a service to me as well as a service to other people, to be a mediator between me and the people. The person must be completely convinced that I can and want to communicate in order to help people, and this conviction of faith is to be obtained by a life of love. Only then can I mold this person into an instrument and let my mission of grace flow towards all people, which will, in fact, result in a state of bliss for their souls, but which will not be experienced as unusual by the people themselves. However, if my strength of love also touched the person's mind, he would no longer be calm enough to hear and record my spirit's pronouncement. Then he would only be affected by my illumination of love himself. Imparting it to other people, however, would be impossible. Nevertheless, I want to use him to talk to all people, and that requires an instrument which will completely submit to my will, which will only want to be my instrument for the purpose of a mission. And thus it can only receive its reward in the spiritual kingdom, whilst it will not receive any particular privileges during its earthly life apart from those which I have promised to all laborers in my vineyard, that I will look after them spiritually and physically, that they are under my protection and will be constantly directed and guided by my care. They should not be prompted to surrender to me due to an unusual feeling of blissfulness which would be synonymous with a force of will, but they should be prepared to serve me and other people of their own free will and unconditionally believe that their dedication can be a service to me. This kind of faith and will is blessed by me, and my blessing will help the soul to mature. Thus, people can receive an undeserved grace during the final days, an unimaginably effective emission of grace which, if it is used correctly, can help them to ascend, yet without being spiritually compelled to do so. My direct message can be heard in a manner which is endurable for people because the illumination by the light of my love will occur in disguise, which the said human form shall facilitate. Consequently, people will receive an amount of strength which will benefit their maturity of soul, but which can be increased at any time depending on how my gift of grace is used, by way of which I still want to save people during the final days before the end. Amen.